Mark here with a quick commentary on the Woman Lovers, Woman Haters article. This is another older article. It's a holdover from my old dating site about 5 years ago. And the reason I wrote this initially was, in all my work back then, I mean, if you don't know, I started out as writing dating advice and being a dating coach for men in particular. And back then, I noticed that all of the guys who had horrible dating lives or had no dating lives, they fell to one of these sides of the spectrum. That basically, they were either very like misogynistic and thought women were irrational and bitchy and manipulative, or they were kind of like these desperate Prince Charming wannabe type guys who thought women were so beautiful and so amazing, and they had to do all these amazing things to be loved by one. And the funny thing is within the men's dating advice industry, the you see a lot of men at each one of those extremes, and they call each other out often. So the woman lovers will always be like, oh well, these I don't want to be like a player asshole like those other guys. And then, you know, the woman haters will be like, oh yeah, I don't want to be a pussy and, you know, putting women on a pedestal all the time. So I wanted to write an article that kind of pointed out that both of these mentalities are very unhealthy, for the simple reason that they see, basically they idolize women in a certain way. So, you know, the woman lover sees a woman as something to be achieved, something that you have to be worthy for. You know, you have to do all these amazing things to earn her love. And a woman hater sees women as these kind of like really flawed, manipulative creatures that you have to learn how to put up with, basically. And both of these mentalities are wrong because they dehumanize women. I think the article is interesting. It was actually one of the first articles that I tried to incorporate like a lot of kind of classical psychological concepts into, hence the mention of Freud and the Madonna whore complex. This actually used to be two separate articles on my old dating site, and was much longer at the time, but when I moved over to markmanson.net, I put them together and then I revised it, so it's much shorter now. Going back through it now, I haven't looked at it in a couple of years, I think it's still, it's pretty wonky, it's pretty, it sounds kind of academic. Looking at it now, I think I would describe it, I would write it much better. I would be able to describe a lot of the dynamics that are going on. And the funny thing is too, is that I've since discovered, since speaking to and working with a lot of women in their relationship and dating problems, is that this isn't a man thing. This is it's a human thing. And people who struggle with intimacy in general, it's because they either idolize the type of people that they're attracted to, or they demean or objectify the people that they're attracted to. And women struggle with this to the same degree as men. I think it's just, it's more socially apparent with men, because of feminism and, you know, the privilege that most men live with. So I think it's more public, you know, it's the way men approach women. But I've seen women have a lot of like similar dynamics in their relationships and problems in their relationships. So actually in the last couple of years, I've begun describing this dynamic that goes on in a very gender neutral way. Basically you have people who, you know, whenever you have somebody who's insecure with intimacy or insecure with relationships, they go one of two directions. Either they convince themselves that they're superior to all the people that they're attracted to, or they convince themselves that they're inferior to all the people that they're attracted to. And same thing. It's very easy for them to flip back and forth. You know, you can have a woman who finds herself, you know, attracted to kind of sleazy guys, and she treats them like shit and thinks that men are all pigs, and then all of a sudden, you know, she gets into a relationship and she flips around and she starts worshiping this guy and like trying to fix him and trying to do everything for him, and he walks all over her and uses her. So you see the same thing pop up in human relationships. It pops up in homosexual relationships, transsexual, you know, whatever. So it's definitely human quality. And at some point, I mean, we'll see. I would like to write a relationships book one day, and this dynamic of essentially it's just people insecure with intimacy. It will be one of kind of the cornerstone concepts of that book. So stay tuned.